Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Peter Randazzo?
Yeah.
Okay. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41?
11 to 25.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, tile of marble finisher, tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer. Okay. And on the last job that you work on, were you a improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman, or other?
Foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks. 1 to 4 weeks. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
What's that?
Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership or no?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this last year? More union, fewer, or about the same, okay? And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was found primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
It wasn't required by anybody. It was the union did it.
Okay, but maybe privately, state or local government, federal government, or
private? No, I don't think it was even required privately.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job, or something else?
All of them.
But I understand, but if you need to choose one of them, which will be
the most important? Yeah, because every single one of them is important. Every single
correct,
one,
but I
that
need
you
to
just
select
said.
One of them.
Skip the question.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
What?
political canvassing.
No.
Have you, if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months? No. And union
no.
organizing? Yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Occasionally, regularly, or never?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the work beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from and the one you are least likely to get your news from. And we're almost done, by the way, with the survey. Thank you so much for your help. So the first one is, please rank the, those sources from 1 to 5. 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the most you are the least likely to get your news from. Print or online newspaper, radio, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, and local TV news programming. Which is the first one you trust?
Friends and family.
Friends. And the second one, print or online newspaper, radio, cable news, internet, or local TV news?
Local TV.
And after that, newspaper, radio, cable, or the internet?
Radio.
And the fourth, newspaper, cable, or the internet? And the last
cable.
Two, newspaper or the internet? Which you rely most?
Internet.
And the last one, the newspaper, okay? Thank you so much. And now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs, and the economy, support for labor unions, the environment, healthcare, foreign policy, education, or something else?
Immigration and jobs.
Okay. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Republican Party.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
And much more or just somewhat more, the auto workers?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one, his job as president overall. You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions? Approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Just somewhat or strongly? Sorry.
Strongly.
And healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
The economy?
Extremely strongly disapprove.
And immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
And yes or no? I'm sorry, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024 Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will absolutely vote. I vote every election.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, from whom would you vote?
Well, I'd vote for Trump in 1 second.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
What was that again?
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Just fair?
Fair.
Okay. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Wait, how can the union what?
Best improve its representation and service.
The services for us?
Yes.
The workers?
In general, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But anything, you can say anything at all in your own words based on what you have seen or heard.
Well, you can improve job safety. You can improve working conditions on job sites. You can improve the types of deadlines. Improve training of the new people coming in.
Okay, just let me record it very fast. They can improve their safety, the training with the new hiring people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for help. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on for the rest of the year?
Jobs.
Okay. And anything else?
No.
But maybe another... I don't know. I don't think just job. It's
Okay. Jobs. Job site safety.
Okay. Job.
Improve every one of the conditions that you listed. That you only gave at the union only gave me the opportunity to choose one, because every single one of those is the top priority on every single job. Every single one.
Okay, just let me record that very fast. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, job site, email, or union meetings?
Mail.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
Quarterly, at least.
Okay, once a year or never?
Four times a year.
Oh, I'm sorry, four times a year. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. This is basically a last part. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Pete.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.